It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
Yes, following the government's major announcements over last week and yesterday, including the business package and that New Zealand will be going into level 4 of the national COVID-19 response, which is a full national lockdown on 11:59 p.m. on Wednesday. I spoke to Green Party co-leader James Shaw about his thoughts on the response. But first, we discussed the Abortion Legislation Act, which passed its third reading in Parliament last week, and it got royal assent yesterday.
Well, look, I was delighted, as was the Green Party caucus, that we got that through, and there was a solid majority for it. My only kind of slightly ill feeling about it was there was obviously a couple of process issues to do things like safe zones around clinics and that kind of thing, which didn't get through, but we can fix those in the future. And I have to say, it is quite remarkable that it took New Zealand until 2020 to get this done.
Speaking of safe zones, like you said, it was removed during the amendment process, but when Marama Davidson tried to have it reinstated at the start of the third reading, it got voted down again. So what has exactly happened?
Yeah, so there was basically a process issue during the committee stage of the bill, when there were dozens and dozens of amendments, and basically it was the provision for safe zones got removed on a voice vote without an actual count. That was basically an accident. And so Marama moved a process to try and bring it back in, and that got voted down. Now, that got voted down not because a majority of MPs don't support safe zones, but because they were worried about a delay to the bill possibly leading to a further erosion of support. And they were worried that actually the bill itself might not go through if the bill was delayed any longer. So that's, you know, fine. You know, you can understand that there is a parliamentary majority in favour of safe zones. And so when we have the opportunity, and I don't know when that's going to be under the current circumstances, I can see that, you know, it may be possible, for example, to move an amendment bill to just clean that up.
And the bill still allows medical practitioners to keep the right to refuse to provide contraception, which is quite concerning because some of those who are seeking it are victims of serious sexual assaults. And is the government going to look into further changes to that?
Well, the issue at the moment, of course, is that parliamentary business is suspended, and so it's quite difficult to get a read on how that's going to evolve, and there is going to be a lot of other business that's, you know, still trying to get through the House. I know that there will be some a mood to make amendments to that bill in the future. I just can't say when it will be or what those will be.
Apart from future amendments to the Abortion Legislation Act, are there any separate legislations to follow up on that issue in the future when Parliament is resumed?
Not that I'm aware of, but I mean, there is. I mean, the domestic and sexual violence work that Jan Logie is leading is sort of one of the kind of main pieces of work that we're doing around sort of gender and safety. I don't know if there's other legislative business that we're looking at in relation to, for example, sex education or anything like that.
And now let's move to the main story happening for this week, the government response to the COVID-19 outbreak. The government, throughout last week and on Monday, has announced a series of policies in response to COVID-19. And in general, what are your thoughts on that?
Well, look, I'm absolutely supportive of everything that we have done as a government to get on top of the COVID-19 pandemic. And the moves yesterday may sound dramatic to some people, but they are absolutely necessary, and it's really important, I mean really important, that people follow the rules, stay at home, and have as little personal contact with other people as possible, so that we can try and take this opportunity to eradicate the virus inside New Zealand. We do have an opportunity to do that, but it does require everyone in the country playing along.
One of the main government announcements last week was the support package for businesses, even though it gave $12.1 billion out of aid for businesses, some of them have publicly said they are still going to lay off their staff. Does that mean the package itself, it's not giving enough protection for the lowest income workers?
Well, yesterday, what we did was we lifted the cap on the wage subsidy. When we say support for businesses, the whole point really is to keep people in work. And so, we know that there's a lot of businesses that are basically going into hibernation over at least the next 4 weeks. And some, like the tourism sector, kind of facing a bit of a rougher ride for a longer period than that. What we want to do is, to the maximum extent possible, is to have those businesses stay operational and to continue to employ as many people as possible. And we know that that's not going to be possible for every business. It's simply not going. We can't pay everybody's wages for all businesses for all time. And so it is going to be tough for some businesses, and we know that people will lose their jobs. The other thing, of course, that we did was we said that we were going to lift the unemployment benefit, we were going to double the rate of the winter energy payment, and we are also looking at a series of other measures at the moment to make sure that people get the support they need, either through their business in the form of a wage subsidy or through income assistance if they lose their job.
Now, the government has talked quite a lot about supporting specific business sectors like the tourism industry, like you just said. But recently, a couple of weeks ago, when university semester starts, for example, Auckland University has issued a hiring freeze, while Victoria has warned it might have to lay off some staff. So I'm just wondering if tertiary institutions are covered by this business package.
I think we're having to look at the education sector as a whole, and in the same way that we're looking at what we're doing in relation to tourism or other sectors, for example. I mean, when the Vice Chancellors came out and said that they were worried about people losing their jobs, that was at a time when we had only moved to level one of our alert system, and that meant that foreign students weren't going to be able to make it into New Zealand. Without an extended period in self-isolation first. The situation, of course, has changed entirely, and universities are in the situation of being closed at least for the next several weeks. And so, that's going to be hugely disruptive for them, as it is for schools, as it is for businesses. And so we'll just have to take a look at that and see what the implications are.
Finance Minister Grant Robertson also announced yesterday that there will be a freeze on rent increases, but some people might be unable to pay rent altogether for the next 4 weeks because they don't have any income. So I'm just wondering, do you think the government should pass legislation so that people don't need to pay rent at all?
We are looking at a whole series of support measures, and everything is currently on the table. No one should be left without any income. Everybody should be able to receive an income, either because they're getting a wage subsidy or because there's income support there. And for example, we got rid of the two-week stand-down period so that if people find themselves out of a job, very quickly, they should be able to start getting income support immediately.
But in terms of when you say income, does the Green Party itself support schemes like universal basic income?
We've always said, in fact, we've said for many, many years that the Green Party would be quite keen to explore how a universal basic income might work in New Zealand. I have to say that's under normal circumstances, obviously we have to take everything that we've got in front of us into consideration. So like I said, at the moment, the government is exploring a range of options. Part of the problem that we've got, of course, is that we're just not yet sure how long this is going to go on, and we're not sure how deep the recession is going to be. Even things about the virus itself are becoming known on a daily basis. So it's a very, very dynamic situation.
And finally, before New Zealand goes into national lockdown on Thursday, do you have any words to say to New Zealand in these times?
Well, look, the most important thing here is that we look after each other. And that we do everything that we can to arrest the expansion of the virus. And so I really would encourage people, first of all, to keep an eye on the COVID-19 government website, which does have information. It's very comprehensive, and that information does update quite quickly based on emerging circumstances. It covers everything from things like income support through to the health risks, who to call if you feel like you've got symptoms, all of that kind of thing. The other thing that I would say is to echo the Prime Minister yesterday when she said to be kind. You know, this is a time when we actually all need to pull together if we're going to pull through this. And that, to me, has to be the guiding principle. There's been some sort of fairly absurd behaviour with things like, you know, panic buying and all that kind of stuff. There is no need to do that. You know, we will all be able to get the food and the products that we need over the coming weeks. And we have to remember that when we go and, you know, if we are involved in panic buying behaviour, what that does is it deprives someone with less resource than us from the ability to get their hands on those goods. So I would just encourage everyone to do what the Prime Minister asked us to do, which is to stay at home to the maximum extent possible, to look out for each other, stay in contact with each other, support each other, and then we can all get through this.
Green Party leader James Shaw, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire. Okay,